Furthermore, before any development activity in the whole settlement region, now that's beyond the borders of the actual 35,000 square miles, can take place, the proponents must go through an environmental screening and review process. This environmental screening and review process will set the terms and conditions for under which that activity may take place. I'm not sure whether that's in the whole settlement area. I might better withdraw that. It may be just on Inuvialuit lands. So that the Inuvialuit will be able to set certain conditions on development on their lands as well as participate in that development activity that takes place. Furthermore, any development activities that take place on Inuvialuit lands will be subject to the wildlife compensation items in the final agreement. And this will, these items would lead to the compensation of harvesters, hunters, trappers, fishermen, for any loss suffered as a result of a development activity. And there are also measures under the under that environmental screening process for the restoration of wildlife and habitat to the greatest extent possible, so that should damage be done, the restoration process would restore the wildlife and the habitat so that future generations could continue to harvest the species in the area. In compensation for the traditional land that was surrendered under this final agreement, the Canadian government agreed to a payment of $45 million in 1977 dollars. And this $45 million is paid to the Inuvialuit in a series of payments beginning this year and going up to 1997. Canadian dollars, yes. I wish it were American dollars. the current value of that $45 million is about $90 million. That's a figure I've heard. I'm not sure of that. But it is anticipated that sometime by 1997, the original $45 million will be worth something like $120 million. These funds... these compensation, financial compensation funds come to the Inuvialuit through the Inuvialuit Regional Corporation. The Regional Corporation, and these are all structures that have yet to be set up. As you perhaps know, we signed our final agreement early in June. It was legislated by Parliament in Canada later in the month, or early July, I'm not quite sure which. So that we're just at the point where we're about to set up these, start setting up these structures. The regional corporation will be made up of representatives from community corporations. These are nonprofit. The community corporations are nonprofit corporations. And all funds, all these monies, compensation monies, will come to the regional corporation for distribution to possibly to the Inuvialuit Development Corporation, to the investment Inuvialuit Investment Corporation, or to the Inuvialuit Trust. Profits from the Development Corporation and the Land Administration will also be administered through the Regional Council, Regional Corporation. And they may be distributed to individual Inuvialuit on a decision of the regional corporation through the Inuvialuit Trust. Now, it's through the Inuvialuit Trust that individual Inuvialuit, besides being enrolled in the settlement, become beneficiaries of the settlement. Every Inuvialuk over the age of 18 receives a trust certificate which he or she holds for lifetime only. This was a decision made by the Inuvialuit to ensure that at any time in the future, all living Inuvialuit would share equally in any benefits, any financial benefits of the claim. So that when a trust certificate cannot be given, sold, willed in any way to anyone else, it's the person who's, to whom it's issued is the sole owner of that certificate, and when that person dies, the certificate is retired.
And when new Inuvialuit are born and reach the age of 18, each receives a certificate.
That's right. Yeah, I believe on birth they're registered for the claim, and then when they reach 18, they receive a certificate. Yeah. Now I'm not very clear on the enrollment process, but I think that anyone who can establish any Inuvialuit ancestry is entitled to be enrolled in the claim. There's of course an appeals process too for people who feel they should be in and are not enrolled. A native person in Canada married to an Inuvialuk is eligible for the claim, whether or not he's he or she is Inuit. Also, persons adopted by traditional adoption methods are eligible for the claim. In the area of economic measures in the final agreement, so that the Inuvialuit may establish them for themselves a sound economic life, the Inuvialuit Development Corporation received a $10 million advance on the signing of the agreement in principle in 1978, and also receives under the final agreement a $10 million economic enhancement fund. Money from the $45 million also may be directed to the Development Corporation by the Regional Corporation. The Development Corporation is already active in several joint ventures that have to do with the industrial activity in the Western Arctic. And they are also now, just particularly right now, looking into renewable resources, hunting and fishing, as a area in which to set up businesses. Under wildlife in the final agreement, wildlife management is done largely through the Inuvialuit Game Council, and this, like the Development Corporation, has been operating already since 1978. And the Game Council is made up of people from the community Hunters and Trappers Associations. There are six Inuvialuit communities. Each sends two representatives to the Inuvialuit Game Council. Under the settlement, the Inuvialuit have exclusive right to harvest all game on Inuvialuit lands on the 35,000 square miles, as well as exclusive rights to harvest all kinds of bears and muskox in the whole settlement area, that is to say the Western Arctic area.
Well, how large is the whole settlement area?
I would suspect that would be proportionate to the 168,000 square miles that were traditionally used and occupied. It may even be a little larger than that because it would take in, obviously, sea ice for purpose of...
You said they had the exclusive right to harvest all game in the 35,000 square miles, and and over the traditional or the settlement area, which you think is 168,000 square miles, they have the
also exclusive right to harvest polar bear, brown bear, polar bear, grizzly bear, and black bear, and muskoxen. They also, the Inuvialuit also will have a preferential right in the whole settlement area to harvest certain species for subsistence. And I believe the thrust of that, I don't have the details of it, but I believe the thrust of that mostly pertains to caribou. That's the main subsistence animal for the Inuvialuit, and I believe that's what's mostly meant there.
Within the within the 35,000 miles, 35,000 square miles, do they have exclusive right to take caribou?
Yes, yes. I believe for holders of general hunting licenses, which have been in effect, I don't know if there's a date on that or not. I believe there is, but I'm not sure what it is. Non-Inuvialuit holders of general hunting licenses will be able to continue to hunt there.
For their lifetime, presumably.
Yeah, yes, for their lifetime.
They are like inn holders in parks, so to speak.
I would think so, yeah. In the area of wildlife management as well, Inuvialuit will sit on a wildlife management council for the area and also on a wildlife research advisory council. It's been one of the principles, I think, of the Inuvialuit for many years to work very closely with the scientific community in wildlife matters. And I think we finally have persuaded a number of scientists that Native people have a kind of knowledge that can be very valuable to them, that it's not just a one-way street, that an exchange of information is beneficial, very beneficial to both communities. And finally, in recognition that the industrial activities in the Western Arctic are already having and will continue to have social effects in the Inuvialuit, there is a $7.5 million social development fund that is immediately available to the Inuvialuit now, as a matter of fact. The legislation is passed. If not, this will be proclaimed this month. This fund will look at such concerns as programs for elders, language retention, special education programs, housing, health matters. No, that's a separate fund. As is the $10 million Economic Enhancement Fund, is in addition to the $45 million. So we've signed our final agreement in early June. It was legislated by Parliament later that month. The legislation the Act of Parliament will be proclaimed sometime this month. I believe the 27th is the date, by the Governor General of Canada. And it will then become fully Canadian law. We have the settlement. Now we need to make it work. There's no question that the hardest work, although it's very hard work to negotiate and achieve the settlement, the hardest work comes now. And I think we have a great deal to learn, particularly from this review process. Looking back on 13 years of the Alaska claim. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Larry. I have no questions except to say it's marvelous to come to Barrow to find out what's going on in Canada. But, it's a very interesting agreement.
Aku bugu wokak tu aka Larry Osgood ilam biruali sevak tablu ni kop nun ikayok tarok pang mapagsama inyo velong nun matumuna inyo pedo kausing is okaaning atiguli sa wakak tu ak ikayok tablu ni tavani itchakrani inunakini makin si delta me Asiva apirira ruaktam na ukasari lakovlu inyuveluit akulik peyata kakukto angat nunan nagtakrangan nunan nagtakram miguli kavamang ming ning. Tapko wak sa ma isa ko disangarut kamil ko sa halu kanudun kanok ma nunan nang niyak tilaming min ma 1970s ni tamani tap to ma tam 1970s ni tin ukaw sa resang magat asi suligok 1973 mitavra Canadian government ili malireaksyon yung amarut inyupet inyuvaluate ko nunang itin na natkibayata aluit sa waka o huding 1973 mi. Tam na gokta lakisaktin nga gata nunangan ni inyupet Northwest Territories milyo Yukon Territory milyo. Tam na gokta vra iglak sa pengaro ka tema ni uma ako piro ang perjum sa waka nga vlogo ikayok sahluit yung maitkilit niska niska ni glitay surangit pitkura di ko ahlo ni day na sabaw di nga galo aksi mga aglan go aki mga in nga rut aglan tam tap tu mga oktava isa ko disaktin nga gali tap tu muna inyupiat itkililukim ma nung nakalasip kaksalawit inmikun tap tu mga oktava aki mga itkalo ako ting tema ni pitkura di ko ahlo dik pisa aming tam na awlaki saktin nga ga asigo oktava numagi blue I mean civil le blue oktava savare sarat inuveluit inune aninga tamanna numagil hahlugo tap to mani savaming ni nunangan nun tunngak paktuak ta inune aningat asi inuveluilugo ilawla si sahluit inna civil ni sakpata sibon niyo katawla si Sahluit at matumo na nunangat yun. Inalo sunik nunangan ni napaisak pata naw niyang nikrangan nun. Okruti yun kiwa makununa maalati yun lo tamani inyuveluili nunani tunik sa wakaksak pata. Tawrago kamilgo si ukasiri sa kanga at 1950s ni tap 1970s ni inevaluate nyo nakingin ni isa ko di sa kaming asi 1976 mit Adwa Montaigne na utak taho digli ukakadigay yaktuk tahlo with Canadian government gitin na isa ko di sa kaming aglan wok nuhin magil hahlo ukakaming taman na nung nakakanyanik ukakaming pisu bigisung nga gat asigo ka pang mapagsama agok tuaming nilis aperhling nga galawak si Maru no inilay nga rurwok 168,000 square miles in na inyuveluilye kangabag at ukurang at inyuneanimeng ni tam na iliblugo makpiranon pingamagat aglan gok ako lirami agok tuaming ni 35,000 square miles tun inyuveluate nunannak saktut ilingi sa pigipi akatakalugo tam nunangarugok taman na tax riniyang itkat aglanugok nunamikun sunig na paik pata nakaw ni nunakting maninyaw tigilugo pigumirung tavra tax riminyane amiga tam na napainingalo maninyang ningalo naatoklugo aglan nunakaruin niyagok tax riniyang itkat asi suligok tam na gok tayo na igilir na yaktok alang ngong na yung itchok tayo na tax asi 5,000 square miles to suligok sama tap ko itchok siya inyuveluit nunaking it tamani nunakrak pata nunapkangan itolo ayuan itolo pigilaluit pinyakait asi gok 30,000 square miles mituat kal kanyangan ito ruok tawa pigilan niya kay aglan magkwa makakalo suna akayalo pigilan lugo tap tumani nunaming ni asisuli ok tamad ko makak tunay yuminyain migat alan nun aglan tunu yu minya kaluagat federal Canadian government mun alanul wok tunu yu minya itkan. Aglar wok a magkua baki aku pag ukasari lalu ukrikirir wok sa maaglan sunik na pay sa huming tap tumung a 30,000 square miles mi tomon igilere vikrakane aktu at tam na nalunayak ligo makpira ko ahlugo pilya sivilyo it pingagay guarantee ahlugo kiwa aglan ko octane na sarakane aoming ilokating okakating kaluit inivaluit makpira reluting tam na makpira reacting ilokating akoktuare lugo sa tam na savakay ukrakarat kanok savakane ak padatamat ko ukrakirit si tamat ko wak sa mga ukasuri na yakta ngayon kanuto na kilirahan na yakti lamin ni da man na nun na atoklo ano na ngat inyevaluate atok sa kamirong asi suli ilisaw ni krangar ko inyevaluate sa vanag sa kamig tamat ko sa vakran isa ko disakpata tamat ko aglaw diluit pinyarayt asi suli ko inyevaluate sa vaktaol ha kovluit makpiranun iliyumin yan na yakamigay asi samaguk tap pangmapag lakasahan ni aktok sa baktikrakto ni aktok inyuit kauna krikrangan ignunam tam na isagudi sa ngay si Marok inila ngay si Marok suli aglan in sa baktikrakto ni aktok kauna krikrangan itap tuma 30,000 square miles kum si suligok iglakto at ina angunyakan ni kun, naka-ikalikin ni kun, naka-nanireaktor ni kun. Sunigok ina suna pikpan, damay guming, angunyakan ni kun at naka-ikalikin ni at inaan ni kaligo pikpan rung. Tabra, sumik manikisumin niya amigay tam na pa ko ni nga naka pa tamay ni nga pisigilo ko compensator lo asi suligo ak makpirari yung mute nirerutid kanok ang alamak luhului naka suluge miklisi nyak pata inyue klisi nyak pata tabra sa baka ko minyakaluting ikayok sa luwit na uningan nun nirerutid tamat ano naming ni asi sulisam Akilin niya amigay ko vaki nunamig ang hiru amig sa $45 million dun wok tavra Canadian dollars 1977 min tam na dollar akisuti lang dun ngablo $90 million dun akupak sa akikara ko nikiwa naw surok tayo naman ni alang ulaman ukiok tikilaman akilyak so ne right 1997 munaglan inna kangabak inyo ne kaming nuna inna ari ulu pik parrong makpirari luting kail lugu pik parrong tain na dun akilyak ne ajo ne aksi magait tamat ko ko kasi manit sa maninyak takradung it va corporation liyong amort kapsi ni ko va aku baka taduk paluh luwe inyi wek tuat kanuli sama igler ni akti langi ni guba aku baka ngeksi bengin migit ka aglan sama regional corporation ka ni aksi mamute dam nagu ka inyo ka ni aktuk pikrak ta guruanik nunakini igler tuanin maninyak sa switch tuanin in for non-profit as igler tuat nunakilanin tamakunang ako kanyukrakto luo tam na li regional corporation iglektin niyakat tam na go taptumong ako kachi nga ruti June 1984 may mabapit kamiksi marule aglan go kanok iglera niyak tilangan iktam na makpirari nga chut sumigun ni agla nga chut tain na atil kanya nga itok si ilang iyo tapdumu na unigo sa ma regional corporation kawani, tama development corporation karaniyaksi mute. Asisuli Investment Corporation, Development Corporation nuwa in nunaming nisuna naw na sakpan maninyang napaisakpa ta sunig tam na development mikdevlu bigat tam na li khawna gi nyaksi magad ilago alugo asisuli Investment Corporation uba tam na Investment Corporation maning nutun nga rok suna maninyak tak na kamanik rak maning mik ajuk pading allanun sunun igelektronun tam na nasa kulugo manikting tap tumong asuli ikunyak si mamigat ala mo suli wa corporation mon na kam nigo sa may inyuvelo trasqua lugo tam na wa kanyak si bengi kaya suti lang anik. I don't understand what the inyuvelo trust was, so but okay asigo kam tamat ko wa maninyak tangi tamat ko nang tap tumong development corporation min na kam ni nunanin nunamik kauna kriwanin manin tap kwa kauna kriwanik oh wait manin yak tang e yok tap kun nga corporation nin tavra kajumenya ne re inyul lamun aglar go tenar win yak pium nat gate aglan regional corporation kwak tu kau kwa lutig go pinyak tut na kauni inyvelu trust tap go va inyvelu reporting aglan go kam inyvelu ka 18 years old wo mi kiwa tavra makpirara mi pekala sinyak tok trust certificate tap tu mga corporation mun ilyati sao ni asigo tavra inyuniak inna piginia ago ilata alamon kachuminate ka tavra wo pikpan tam na li makpiranga tavra nga nutra ni amyok tutko ko niyat. Asigo ko ba ako pag apikiriwa ka burge o kaktilo ko. Asi alad inyuvaluate inna mikliktut 18 years ang wakpata makpirakrila niya kapatigle. Ang ikto ak tavrago 18 years ang upayakto ak inyuvaluate makpirakrab na trust certificate rin niya at ilaw yung manyak si Salu Corporation nun. Agl tamat ko certificate trust certificate ngit ay alam mo ninyong mong kasi may nyait kay tunay yung may nyait kay nakaw ni inyerliwe makpiranon pituk ko may nyait kay tam na ko kasi certificate tever tutko ni rad inyuk tukupan certificate kaktuak agla apere merang asuli ako pag ukaktilo ko tever ko kinaguro ba inyuvelo kitkurgo ka inyuvelo but awkurgo kte na inyuvelo ka 1/4 plat kakpan inyuvelo na akpan na katamad ko go ka natkikrunga vating namig go tamad ko go makpiranon ilingait kate aglan go ka inyuvelo ng itiyaw ni inyuvelo ng mituwa katika mitavra pikalan ni amir tamad ko ni nga certificate ni asisulig wakti go ang it tigo ako ming tamat ko 18 years ang ako ming tabra pakala si niya ako miyot. Asisuli ko tabra makapirari kaming isumatigib lewe kanok inna song aromik inyunianikon iglektomik savaleromik pakakov lewe tabra development corporation nun $10 million nun atyungam migayit. Tam na development corporation our laki sa kovlo 1978 me as isuligo sa development corporation git tap maninyang niyamut tap tumanga $45 million min tema 1978 77 min isa ko sa 1979 maninyak ta crowding nin tam na ilaw niya kami yung $10 million mo. Pang mapag-uok sa tam na development corporation at kapsinik isagudisanin nga sa savakraming ni aglan ko pang mapagsavakasaktan at matumanunam sud nung renewable resources in the Nunamit tuat naut kileruat aglan sina nutaranak tuat tamat ko apisigibli tamat ko wax savare saning agait angone anikun iqallikini kullo tamat ko ninga wax savaka raksing arud sigo nerutit Kanagrika mute inuvialuk game council kun tamnago aulakasangarwak 1979-78 me. Asigo nunakilanin tap kun nga itchakranin inukaktok tamna game council. Asisuli ataw chimukludik sama angunia urolo nanireaktor urolo association kaksimam mute. Tap kogok exclusive right. Do not what would be the exclusive right?
It means that they're the only people that have the right to take that.
Oh, uvanigog some 168,000 square miles me ito me. Would that be it?
No.
On
I'm,
this
I'm,
one.
On exclusive right on the Nubialoid lands.
On 38,000 square
yeah.
miles.
Yeah. Okay. And as well as. Exclusive right for bears and muskox on the.
Okay, kisimigo kung evaluate ra ang unyal na niyaktut near 38,000 square miles meet to anik asisuligo kisiming aklaniglo nanuniglo makuningalo uming nanik pilya niyaktut tap tumani nunakrawd ming ni asi aglan
preferential right then would be
first choice.
Oh, sigo ka tap to money 168,000 square miles mga kukasirin made up tigni civil liyon yaktut kisiming pinyangit kalwaktut aglanuok civil liyon yaktut angunyaksa kaming tavernigo sam tutut pisigibli witen okalokaktok inyuvialuit suligok pang mapak ilang mute nerutitigon kau nak kiriwanun taning nigi ma ilakak luting kanga pagok sa wakatigilo at ako white tanging magkuningan ng rutin ni ka sa wakamiruat kanurin magakluit kanga pagok tam na igilaktok sa wakatigilo at akluit tamat ko scientist ni tay surangit asigo uba una ilating ang mamigat yung magibulugok tay na inyveluili makpiradiga ming ako to akramik taman na inyo na anak ting inevaluate pisigivlo taman na go industrial development give okhurleki na ka allat sud inevaluate nu nan nun ullauti looting sunik savar raksi huming inevaluro inyo na aning at adlang ng neaktok tam na pisigivlo whatever $7.5 million tun manikrip sa aneaksimagay tam na at checkligo social development fund akupagok tam na manik aturo minyagat aturo raksiyaning agad asigo tam na $7.5 million aturo niyagat utok kanat anik sudik rangan nun asisuli inyuveluk tun taman na ukalanik tik sama ilisaksang amiga at ming waktu vingin ni. Asisuli iglutya nun nakaw ni magkunung nangirving nun. Tam na 7.5 million at huminyakan niya kat. Ako pa guru wa tam na ako lekpeak agwaktuan ni agat June 1984 mi. Tam na guru inilanik tok aglan guru wa kanok sa mas iglir niya anik na nga nalupkinay ngayit ka. Vago ka Alaska Communion sa ilitsik bang niya tutap to muna cooperation kumuli iglir niya nga nalakan ni kuming.
Thank you very much, Mr. Osgood. May I make a suggestion about the rest of the evening? We had asked Dave Florent to come to talk about allotments, but he's going to be available tomorrow night, and I think that if we could prevail on his good nature and ask him to come back tomorrow night to talk about allotments, that I think would be better. That's a big subject, and maybe we need a fresh start on it. Tomorrow night at 7:30, we'll be meeting at the North Slope Borough Assembly Room, and again on Thursday night at the North Slope Borough Assembly Room at 7:30. And I invite you all to come back again tomorrow night at 7:30 at the North Slope Borough Assembly Room. And I believe Mayor Brower will be making a presentation tomorrow night as well. But in any event, we will look forward to hearing from Dave Fleurant tomorrow night about allotments. And he promised that he comes from Anchorage, and he promised he would bring us up to date on allotments. If there's anybody else who would like to speak tonight who can't be here tomorrow night, please feel free to do so now. Otherwise, I think that since we started off about 9 o'clock this morning, we might. Is there anybody who'd like to speak tonight who won't have a chance tomorrow night or Thursday night? Yes, sir.
Yes. Thank you, Justice Berger. My name is Delbert Rexford. I am the eldest son of Burton Atkan Rexford, Vice Chairman of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission. I have served as a Board of Director of Okpeavik Inupiat Corporation for 5 years, represented the constituency of Barrow under the City of Barrow as a councilman for 1 year, had the honor to represent the community of Atkasuk as a tribal council member of the Inupiat Community of the Arctic Slope, IRA organization. I would like to thank the Commission for having the opportunity to give testimony regarding the effects that the Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Act of December 18, 1971 has had on the lifestyle of the Inupiat of the North Slope. First and foremost, the Inupiat shareholders should not sell their lands and shares in 1991. The sale of land will jeopardize the control of the socioeconomics within the North Slope region. The land that we have known to give each of us the identity of Inupiat is the land that should remain within our control and within our ability to hunt, to fish, to trap, and live off of for subsistence and survival use. I cannot see my children having to depend on domesticated livestock and processed food for nutritional needs on a day-to-day basis. Our children must have the opportunity to hunt, to fish, to trap and whale as our forefathers have done for centuries. Second, children born after December 18, 1971 have been deprived of the opportunity to receive any shares. My children will inherit the shares my wife and I have available. However, there will be limitations as to the control and role that they will have in determining the future status of our corporate structures. Our children will inherit the problems and decisions that will impact their lifestyle forever. I want to see children born after 1971 have a special status in the corporate affairs as ex officio officers and shareholders to contribute and partake in the affairs of the corporation. Third, education is an integral key to the survival of the Inupiat as a subsistence-oriented society. The more education our children have an opportunity to receive, the better leadership that we will have in the future. I feel that there are inadequacies in the areas of education, in the planning and counseling of potential leaders, potential technicians and professionals, and future model roles. I have repeatedly heard the statement being made by the people that the education our children are receiving today is limited. Limited by the fact that the North Slope Borough School District has a no-fail system. How can our children receive a quality education if we have a no-fail system? We need the type of education that the Bureau of Indian Affairs made available to our outstanding leaders. Leaders like Eben Hobson, the late North Slope Borough Mayor and founder of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference. George Amawa, President of Okpeavik Inupiat Corporation. Arnold Brower Sr., President of Inupiaq Community of the Arctic Slope IRA, Jacob Adams, President of the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, and many other leaders across the state of Alaska. We need to increase the quality of education our children receive and teach them to be aware of the corporate organizations so they may one day have a vehicle to fall back on without straying from the subsistence lifestyle we lead in our communities. I am not in support of the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. It has made a damaging blow towards the relinquishment of Alaska Natives in their subsistence rights. No monetary compensation can ever replace the richness of our culture as Inupiaq people. No government in the world can place a ceiling on the monetary value of an ethnic society's traditions, customs, values, and heritage. You can pay the Alaskan Natives billions of dollars, but there is no satisfaction in monetary gain in our value system. Our value system is like the North American Indian. Our value system is like the North American Indians. We respect the man who brings home the game so that our children, our elders, and our family may nourish their bodies with the animals we have hunted for centuries. In our culture, we respect and admire the man who is a successful hunter and provider. The Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act has dispersed the Inupiaq people into profit motive and money-hungry wolves, ready to each other up if given the opportunity to take a bite at any given moment. The Inupiaq political unity that we had as the Arctic Slope Native Association has deteriorated since the passage of the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act of 1971. We have found our Inupiaq-owned organizations literally spending millions of dollars to clarify the complexity of the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. We are fighting among ourselves and spending millions when we should be maximizing on the corporate entities and government that our leaders have established for our future security. This is due to the complexity of the Act itself. The Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act has been beneficial in a limited fashion. It has given us the opportunity to confront the state of Alaska, the oil industry, and the United States of America by the distribution of funds to the villages and regional corporate structures, who is literally spending millions for litigation to protect their sovereign rights. The distribution of funds have given us an opportunity to clarify how the state and federal agencies have limited the Inupiaq as a sovereign people. I have a dream that one day we will be a nation that will make legislation on behalf of their own people, a nation that will recognize that subsistence and progress can go hand in hand without relinquishing rights to the land and subsistence lifestyle that our forefathers have passed on to our generation and who we, today's generation, will pass on to the next. To respect the land and the many species of animals and mammals we depend on for nutrition, as well as being identified as Inupiaq people. On December 18, 1971, under the administration of former President Richard Nixon, the Arctic Slope Native Association opposed the passage of the Act. We are of the opinion that the state of Alaska, United States of America, and the oil industry are in violation of the Treaty of Cession and international laws. The great law of culture is to let one become what they were created to be. Let me be an Inupiaq with the freedom to hunt, to fish, to trap, and to whale as my forefathers did in past centuries. No government can put a monetary value on my identity as an Inupiaq. No compensation in the world is justifiable if my subsistence rights are taken away from me in the name of the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act of December 18, 1971. My father is Inupiaq. His father was Inupiaq. And many generations before my grandfather, they were Inupiaq. Let me be what God created me to be, an Inupiaq to hunt, to fish, to trap, and to whale, and continue the practice of the traditions, the customs, for my children to receive their heritage as Inupiaq. Let me be what I was created to be, an Inupiaq. Thank you, Justice Berger.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rexford. I wonder if you would do two things for us. Mm. Could we have your written statement
yes.
for the record? And to give Edna a break, would you mind translating it?
I'll do the best that I can. Adela Delbert Rexford, at Kanuma Angayuklik Irinirigani, Vice Chairman Uruk Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission me. Ilangarunga Kauklingin ni Yukpavik Unipert Corporation for the directing in the Talimat Ukiot na Nantlugit. As it's really Savaktanga Munga inunin manga utraving nun City of Barum Councilman nun illative lunga 1 year. As it's really Sabating a Mirka utraving mute Inupiat Community of the Arctic Slope Wum IRA organization nani Tribal Councilman Pavlunga. Uba kaya na ukit ka commission ukalak tichumina kami nga uba ni kanok aksiyok tilanga Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act December 18, 1971 inyuni ak nipting nun inupia guro ni North Slope me. Sibu liyo lugun kakuli yung matun kamunal kak matun in shareholder at tunirukrangit kate na shares ngit 1991 min na kanunangit luni. Tuniningit tafluma kaman nagoti ninaptigon aksya ka niya atigot inyo niya niptigon naka akin nag niya niptigon nun nakilap tingin nung slop mito ni. Nun naman na ato aking arakpot inupia ni tayo si kak tichuminakluta pautakiflugon nun na inupia gurugot pang mapag. Tam na nun na uwap tingin nun tung nga rukrarok anay rukrangit kukpot ala nun kaman na uti kalla silugit. Asi tayo na tun nuna tam na ang unya bigi rukrarik pot. Ikalog siya bigi lugit, nanreaktor bigi lugit. Suli tayo na tun inunya ang niluguluta nakikrap tingin ni family lab tingin nun sa masirakirak tingin.